If you realized how powerful your thoughts are, you would never think a negative thought again. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we listen in as Tony Robbins talks about and explains the power of thoughts. Enjoy.
Everything that comes in your mind, anything that comes in my mind, I'm here, and while you're here doing something, you're driving in your car and you think of an idea for your business or one of your businesses. Where do you put it? iPhone. Where do you put it? Diary. Where do you put it? iPod. iPhone. iPhone. And how do you find it afterwards? How are you triggered to look at it again? So he goes back and reviews his app system. How do you do it? Crisis. Crisis makes me go get it. How do you do it? I send an email to myself. Oh, good. More emails with more to-dos, right? So I don't care what your system is, but for right now, you need one place to put it. Now, the problem is most of us have lives that if you put everything in one place, it just becomes even more overwhelming. Who knows what I'm talking about here? So the first step is C is capture and putting it in one place. I don't care what your one place, it's got to be one place. Now, ideally, in that one place, you'd have some categories so you don't throw everything on one giant list. Does that make sense? So you might have a category for me. I have companies. So I have Robbins Research. I have Namali Resort. I have Metabolife. I have all these different companies. So I'll drop it in that area as an example. Or roles for me as a father. Just know the first thing you want to do is keep it out of your head. Have it in one place. Why do you want to do that? Keep lots of extra mental RAM available. When you have to keep thinking about stuff, it creates inner stress. If you know it's there, and you know you're going to look at it consistently, like you do it once a week, once a day, and you're going to review it and do something with it. Something with it might be, forget it, I'll do it later, tomorrow. But you're going to do something with it, you'll be able to let go. How many think that's pretty much something you try to do already? Most people try to do this, don't you? But the reason most people don't do it is because who's made lists and they're not kept the lists up, your quote to-do list? Why don't you keep those to-do lists up? Because every time you go there, they're so damn what? How many have always got more to do if you do make the list than you have time? So it inherently says, why am I doing this? RPM is a different mindset. Our mindset is, we're just first capturing it. We know we're not going to do most of this, but we need to be able to later, when it's time, decide which things are worth doing, and more importantly, what are we really after? We're going to use these to trigger us to say, all this relates to maybe something more important. My goal is not get things done. This is not GTD. This is use the things you need to get due to stimulate a higher level of thinking of what you really want, why you want it, and become very strategic about how to get that. And many of these things may go away, or they just won't matter. But you do have to capture it, because otherwise it's in your head. And what's step one of RPM? It's a C. You got to what? Capture, which means get it out of your head, put it one place. Second thing, you got to make sense of all this crap. And the way you do that, step two, is you create a plan. And a plan for me has three parts. And the three parts are three questions that I ask and three actions I take. So when you're going home, you got all this captured stuff you just did here, right? Now you got to start to create a plan. You got to look at all this stuff and say, okay, there's more here than I can do. So what I really need is read all this stuff and start to see, well, all these things relate to one thing. All these relate to another. If I'm a mom and I made my list, and on the list I have things like, I got to pick up the laundry. Oh, I got to drive the kids to school. I've got to do this thing for the PTA. I got to clean the house. Oh, I got to run my business that I run out of the house. I got to do the accounting. I want to have spent some time with my husband at the end of the day. Soccer mom, totally stressed out. But if I write all those things down, get them out of my head. And when I write them all down, I then start to put them together and go, you know, this, and this all relates to my kids. This all relates to the house being great. This all relates to my business. And this is about my personal life being rich and happy. So step two is I look at my capture list and I create a plan. And the way I create a plan is I start to figure out, what do I really want? That's what the world is saying to me. That's what's in my head. What do I want? I might start to group some things together. I might start to say, you know, Let's take a look at this. You know something? Watch this. Watch this for a second. This item here, clean the house, and this thing, and this thing, and this thing, these all relate to the house. And my outcome there is I want a magically clean house because why? It makes me feel fully alive. And then, oh, by the way, this, and this all relates to my children. Oh, and this, and this relates to my business. And oh, yeah, this is me personally. Anybody see what happens? Suddenly, 80 action items or 12 or 30 will turn into four outcomes. There's something here that I want for my home. There's something I want here for my kids. There's something I want here for my business. There's something I want for me. And what that does is now I can start to go, okay, instead of reading all these items, what do I really want for my kids? What's my outcome this week or today? And you get really, really clear about what you're after. You use this to take you to another level higher. Use this to trigger a higher vision instead of letting this limit you. And once you know what you want, that's the first question. So create a plan has three questions to it and three actions. First question is, what do I really what? Want? How many of you would feel different in your life just by this language change? What do I have to do versus what do I really want to accomplish? Would that change the way you feel about your life? Yes or no? How does it feel with have to do? See, RPM, when you finally learn it, has many pieces to it. Above all else, it's a thinking process. And better thinking creates better results. It's that simple. So you don't have to ever use a piece of paper to think this way. From now on, all this stuff's happening, you go, what's my outcome? What am I really after? What do I want? What's the specific result? Like, what's the target?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.